Isn't it magnificent, Geronimo? Before we got off the boat, Benjamin spotted something floating in the water. It was my glasses! I reached over the side to fish them out and... splash! I fell in. I swam to shore. I was wet. I was cold. But I could see. I was in mouse heaven. I wondered if my glasses had missed me as much as I missed them. We hiked back toward the camp. We took a shortcut through the woods. I looked around. The leaves on the trees were such beautiful colors. Red, orange, brown, gold. If I were an artist, I would have painted a picture. But I'm not. In fact, I was the only mouselet at Littletail's Academy to ever fail paw painting. I trudged along, breathing in the fresh, crisp air. I really am a nature lover at heart.
Isn't it magnificent, Geronimo?
Miss Angel Paw said. Benjamin and his friends were running ahead. At last, I was alone with the teacher. I decided now was my chance. I had to find out more about this beautiful mouse. Maybe we could go out to dinner sometime. I wondered if she would like Le Squeakerie. It's my favorite French restaurant. So, Miss Angel Paws, I began shyly, are you married? Miss Angel Paws shook her head. A big tear rolled down her fur. Then she collapsed in a fit of sobs. Oh, why did I have such rotten luck with female mice? If they weren't crying, they were running away from me. The teacher pulled herself together.
Sorry,
she sniffed.
I am not married, but I was in love once, a long, long time ago.
Carefully, she opened a locket that she wore around her neck. Inside was a whisker.
This is his whisker,
Miss Angel Paws explained.
It's all I have left of him. The last time I saw him, he was being chased by an angry cat. I swore I would never fall in love again.
I sighed. What a sad, sad story. I felt bad for the whiskerless mouse. I felt bad for Miss Angel Paws. Right then, it began to rain. The water poured down in buckets.